Unit 10. Have you ever been to a science museum? Part 1. Listen, look, and talk. This is a beautiful Saturday morning. Many children from number 2 elementary school are visiting the science museum. Mr. Zhang and his students are having a great time. In the science museum, there are many interesting things to see and interesting games to play. The children are standing in front of their favorite games. Helen is wearing a yellow T-shirt. She is standing in front of a computer. She is pressing the keyboard. What she sees in front of her is a group of strange-looking faces. They are very funny and they make her laugh. David is now standing in front of a robot. He is in red today, and the robot is also in red. David is talking to the robot, and the robot is answering David's questions. David is asking the robot, "How old are you? What's your name? Where do you live? What do you eat?" Believe it or not, the robot answered all David's questions. Now you see a girl standing in front of a yellow machine. She is reaching her hand out. Do you know who she is? She is Sarah. She is testing sound waves. Usually, we cannot see sound waves. But this yellow thing lets you see and feel the sound wave. You see, Sarah is trying to find out about sound waves. Inside the science museum, there is a very big robot standing in the middle of the hall. It is very tall. Many children like to see this great robot. Mr. Zhang and his students are having a lot of fun because they can feel and touch the objects. And best of all, they can play games on any given object. Part 3. Listen, read and act.
Hello, Peter. Haven't seen you for ages. Where have you been?
I've been to Xiamen. I came back yesterday.
Did you have a good time there?
Yes, I did. Xiamen is very beautiful. I'd like to go there again. Have you been anywhere?
No, I haven't been anywhere. I stayed at home.
What did you do?
I read a lot of books.
Lucky you, I didn't read anything.
But you had a good time.
Yes, indeed.
Part 5. Listen, read, and answer.
Simon has been to school lots of times. He likes it very much. He has lots of food because the children bring sandwiches for their lunch and drop some crumble. Simon knows the children come to school only on weekdays. So he often comes to school on Fridays and gets enough food for the week. One Monday, no one came. Simon waited, but still no one came. Simon felt very sad. Then on Tuesday, Simon got a letter. It said, Dear Simon, don't be sad. We are on holiday now, but we'll be back. Simon was very happy because children would be back and he would have food again. Read aloud.
An airport. A bank. A bookshop. A chemist's. A golf club. A fire station. London. A police station. A restaurant. Have you ever been to Wuhan? Have you ever broken a glass? Have you ever listened to a tape recorder? Have you ever had any apple jam? Have you ever bought any DVDs? Have you ever climbed a mountain? Have you ever talked to a businessman? Have you ever been to a college?